Happy Saturday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope you are having a great weekend so far. Happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there. Hope you enjoy the entire weekend with those you love, and we sure appreciate you being a part of our podcast community. We've got a show here for the long run. If you're heading out today, or possibly just cutting the grass, or even better, chilling out in a hammock, listening to some fun Disney podcasts. This one was recorded back on Friday night, May 15th, 2020, and we talk about bringing back three things if we could reach back into Disney history. We get to bring back one dining experience, restaurant, snack, something like that. We can also bring back one attraction from days past. And finally, one experience, one intangible thing, a promotion, something like that. We get great calls, have fun conversations, reminiscing about days gone by down at Walt Disney World on today's show, so we sure hope you enjoy it. Don't forget you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Their services are absolutely free to you. And with all the dynamic things going on with planning a Disney trip right now, it's great to have an expert in your corner there helping you out every step of the way. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, you can become a patron of the show. Get a little extra content, some behind-the-scenes stuff. We do polls. We have pictures of days gone by. And we even have a little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest. So check it out. Become a supporter of the show. And drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday evening, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in show live here on Facebook. It is Friday night, May 15th. Holy cow, we're already halfway through May. I can't believe it. I hope you all are having a great wrap to your week. We're kicking off the weekend. We have folks over in the UK tuned in tonight. We have folks in Singapore, Australia. We have a worldwide audience tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on where you are. So thank you so much for being here. People from all over the United States as well. We're just a bunch of Disney fans that are hankering for some Disney magic. And that's what we're going to try to do here over the next hour. And if you're listening to the show on the feed, maybe you're listening to it a couple of weeks down the line. But you know, with podcasts, a lot of times myself, I go back and listen to old episodes of my favorite shows. Sometimes I'll go back and listen to shows from the, you know, like 2012, 2015. So if you're catching this show 5 or 6 years down the line, we're still in quarantine from COVID-19. So things are a little different. Walt Disney World is closed. All the theme parks are closed around the world, except for Shanghai right now. That one is open. The Disney Cruise Line is not sailing, at least for the next 2 months. So we're in a very funky time in Disney history, but we're making the most of it. You know, we've had a lot of interesting things happen because of, everybody being pretty much, asked to stay home to fight this virus, to stop the spread, to kind of practice the ultimate of social distancing by keeping yourself confined to your smaller part of your world. Disney is doing a lot of virtual stuff with the hashtag Disney Magic Moments. You'll see stuff like that. Tonight, Disney is celebrating halfway to Halloween with a little celebration of Halloween here in May, which I thought was kind of interesting. So it is an interesting time. You can also get your hands on a lot of almost authentic Disney recipes that they're putting out, like the gray stuff and Dole Whips and stuff like that. So I think Disney's doing the best they can for us to get our Disney fix. You know, it's not the best, but we're doing what we can. So hopefully, you know, we can go back in the historical record and listen to this show and say, God, what a weird time that was. Because it is, but we're living through it right now. So I don't even, you know, when you don't know where the end is, it's hard to appreciate the history that we're living at this moment. So we're going to have a good time talking Disney tonight. Any topic is free game. These are our community check-ins. We're basically here just to check in on each other, to get through this all together, and just to have a good hour in the day for sure. And that's what I always have when I hang out with you guys, and I sure appreciate it. So tonight, you'll see that we're sporting the black and gold on the theme for the podcast. If you're watching the video, and if you're on the feed and it's an audio feed, we have the black and gold trim. I'm also in my Mizzou hat, which is pretty often here. It's nothing new. But I have on my Mizzou made shirt here. And the reason I'm doing that is because, you know, of course, a lot of folks in the class of 2020 have been deprived of so many great experiences, you know, both high school and college. The high school kids didn't get to play their spring sports. Same for college. High school kids missed out on prom and a lot of the superlatives, stuff like that at the end of the school year that you look forward to all 4 years. And the college students, you know, you work hard towards that undergrad degree or your grad school degree, and you really kind of do want to celebrate, I think, more than even the student themselves. The parents want to see their kid walk that stage and really be proud for the effort that they have invested as a family to get that student up on that stage and accepting that diploma. So Mizzou, which I did not graduate from Mizzou. I graduated from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Couldn't really afford Mizzou when I was in school. My family didn't have a lot of money, but I always dreamed to go there. And actually, I did get my gifted certification in teaching is from Mizzou. So I'm a partial Tiger, M-I-Z. But Mizzou's doing something pretty cool this weekend. It's going on right now. They're doing a 24-hour virtual Mizzou graduation celebration. So if you look up the hashtag Mizzou Made on Twitter for the next 24 hours, actually it started at 2 o'clock this afternoon Central, goes through 2 o'clock tomorrow Central, tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, you'll see a lot of alum that are giving advice and giving thoughts and quick little messages to the graduates, and all the athletic departments, all the schools are posting, you know, their graduates and telling them how proud they are. It's a really cool thing on social media. It's really a neat thing they can do in lieu of an actual graduation. So check it out, hashtag Mizzou Made, M-I-Z-Z-O-U-M-A-D-E. And John Anderson from ESPN just posted something just a couple of minutes ago. You have John Hamm, another famous graduate of Mizzou. Of course, Brad Pitt. You know, we're proud of our graduates. We have some pretty sweet folks out there. So check it out, Mizzou Made, and M-I-Z to all the graduates. And, you know, not just Mizzou, to everybody who's graduated high school and to all of our college graduates in 2020. We are so proud of you. Good job. I know that it's a tough year to have this happen. So we are behind you, and we just wish you the very best. And also, I want to say to all the instructors and the teachers and the support staff at all these schools that got these students there, you guys got them there. Hats off to you as well. All right, let's get to the Disney topic of the night. Here we go. Tonight's topic, going along with today's podcast, we're going to talk about if you had the power to go back and you got to bring back three things. Disney said, you know what? You can walk through the Disney archives, and it's a virtual archives because you can bring back things that are not physically available in the archives. You get to bring back one attraction. So it could be a ride, could be a show, any attraction. You get to bring back one attraction. You can bring back one entire restaurant or dining experience or a food or a snack. Anything dining related, you get to bring back one thing there. And then you can bring back an experience, like maybe a promotion that Disney ran, you know, some kind of an experience that's non-tangible, something like a non-tangible thing that Disney did in the past. You can bring back that as well. So one attraction, one dining experience, and one non-tangible thing, you know, it could be a promotion. I said for mine, for the intangible, I want to bring back Year of a Million Dreams. I think it's the perfect time for it coming out of COVID with this park closure that, you know, everybody has a chance. Everybody walks through that gate has a chance to win something big. I think that would be exciting. So we're taking your calls, 407-413-9395. Let's get the first call of the night. It's Alfred. Alfred, hey, happy Friday.
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, I'm stuffed. I just had my Mexican. I always have Mexican on Fridays. And again, I ate too much guacamole.
Oh, no. I had something really good. I had cauliflower and gnocchi.
I don't know what gnocchi is, but that scares me, kind of.
Gnocchi is a potato pasta, basically.
Okay. I could go. I like potatoes,
it's
and I like pasta.
Made of potato. Okay. Yeah. So, but these were made with mostly cauliflower.
Interesting.
So cauliflower with the potato flour. Hmm. And they are delicious.
We don't eat that stuff in the Midwest.
I eat whatever goes down my mouth.
That's
how's
true.
That?
Well, so do I. And Taco Bell goes down my mouth quite often.
Yeah. Funny thing is, tonight I was watching a concert on Facebook, and I lost track of time.
People were calling you out in the chat.
Yeah, well,
you were the first caller,
and
people were worried
first
about you. Yeah, I know. Well, I made sure. And you know, the thing is, people are like, where's Alfred? Because you hadn't checked in the first, like, you know, 37 seconds of going live. So yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny.
So what do you think? Yeah, give us the update. It was about 70 and kind of dreary here. So it was hot in New York, huh?
Yeah. We had about 84.
That's perfect. I like that.
It was hot. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till it's 95.
The fan.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So, but now it's actually not bad. You know, I think tonight's going to go down to 60 for a low.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's going to be nice. Yeah. So, but, you know, I'm just freaking out as always and just trying to keep my calm, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm just finding it gets tougher and tougher every day.
Well, I mean, we're getting down the road. That's the only thing I can say, you know, because like, you know, I wish I could offer you know, some news. I'm just a guy sitting in Missouri, but I just, you know, every night I pray that this goes away and that we're going to make it together. And we've made it this far. We've made it 61 mm-hmm. days.
Yeah.
If it takes 600 days, we're going to stick together. We're going to make it together somehow.
Yeah.
But let's hope it doesn't take that long.
I talked to a friend today and he's actually with a friend in Massachusetts. They're staying there for a while. And he says, oh, I'll be back after Memorial Day and I'm going to work. And I said, no, you're not. He says, well, I have to. I said, yeah, but you're freaking me out that you're going to work.
Yeah, I know.
I get it because
Paige's best friend works at a hospital. And here's the ironic thing. She's been laid off from the hospital because there's no patients, you know, over the past month. They laid her off because, you know, because the thing is, at least here in the Midwest, we haven't had a ton of COVID patients at the hospitals. And the thing, nobody will go to a hospital. I mean, people have to be on the verge of death before they'll go in, you know, to get anything looked at. So there's nobody there. And so she, ironically enough, she's just a year older than Paige. She's 24, but she got laid off from the hospital because there's not enough work.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yep.
All right.
We could have used her up here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Tell me about it. Yeah. All right. So give us your three. I'm curious. When we came up with this idea, I wanted to hear what you'd have to say. So you get to bring back an attraction, a dining experience, and a just kind of an overall promotion or experience.
And you know, I did my research.
Good. I count on it.
I'm gonna start with the dining.
Okay.
This used to be when Be Our Guest was just a regular dinner, you know, to go in for dinner and you can order whatever you wanted. And they had this salad trio, which was amazing. But what I loved on it the most was the watermelon salad.
That sounds good.
On that trio.
I never had it. You know what I remember most about Be Our Guest? I've never had that, but it sounds good. The one thing that stood out to me forever about Be Our Guest, they had a strawberry cheesecake cupcake that was so good. I don't know if they still have it or not, but it was right when it first opened. Man, that thing just melted.
You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. All right, well, call me back. Call me back, and we'll try to fix this. Alfred, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My fault, man. Everything went dead. It was ugly. You were gone. There's nothing on the screens except you have no internet. And I'm like, and I just told my family to stay off the internet. I thought it was Bingo got us upstairs, but they're hotspotting, so it wasn't them. So I couldn't. Yeah. So you were talking about the watermelon salad to Be Our Guest for your dining experience.
Yes. And it was in the salad trio.
Okay.
So you got that. I think you got like a bean salad. And then, like, a cucumber salad. But the watermelon salad was so delicious. And then they got rid of that whole appetizer.
I would get it.
When they went to the Signature Dining.
That stinks.
So, yeah, it does.
Oh, so what are you going to do for what are you going to go next? Attraction or experience?
Attraction.
Okay.
Yeah, attraction. Now, I have two because and they're both things I've mentioned on previous shows. Definitely Pleasure Island.
Yes, agreed.
I consider that an attraction. And the other is Tarzan Rocks.
Yes. You do always bring that up, and I always laugh every time because it's awesome, but nobody ever remembers it.
I know. It's horrible.
That was so
fun. I want that show back.
I want to skate in it. I want to skate in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great show. I'm like, why'd they ever take it away?
I know. Well, because it's where Finding Nemo is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger movie. Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all IP. IP is going to be the downfall of all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, and anyway, the 90s movies, that late portion, they weren't doing well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Great soundtrack for that movie, though. Great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, okay, promotion or experience?
Yep.
As we've said, it's been, but I love it, and I think they should do it again, is Year of a Million Dreams.
Yep, that was my pick. They need it now, I think. Yeah. Right now would be perfect coming out of this.
I would call it something else, though.
What'd you call it?
I would call it 50 Years of Magical Dreams.
Oh, dude, that's perfect. Oh, that'd be perfect. I love it. Yes.
Yep.
That's a good
idea.
I'm
like, that's perfect for the 50th, and I think I'm writing into them, too.
Dude, do it. On behalf of all of us, do it, Alfred. I expect it tomorrow. That's a great idea.
Okay.
It'd be fun because I every time I was there, and I was there quite a bit during that promotion because it went for about 18 months.
Me too.
Like, I realized I probably wasn't going to win, but every time I thought I could, you know, like I knew I wouldn't. It's like playing the lottery, you know, like I always dreamed about the big win, but I knew I wouldn't.
Well, I didn't win the big stuff, but I did win.
Yeah, I got a fast pass, dream fast pass.
Yeah, I got the fast pass in Disney World. I got a fast pass in Disneyland.
Nice. Did you? Here's the question. Though. Did you use it or did you keep it as a souvenir?
No, kept it intact.
Same. I didn't use it either.
But I don't know where it is.
Me neither.
Now.
I don't know where mine is. When we moved, I packed it somewhere. I was thinking about that the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's crazy though. That it was a great promotion, and I have ideas. Like they could do pins for the 50th, like, you know, traction.
Yes, because they could just give those out right there on the spot. It'd be easy, just bam, there you go, like ears and stuff. Yep. What about ears from the years, like, you know, different ears they had, like,
in the
you know, like,
I love it.
Yeah, there we go, look at that. I'm a poet and didn't know it. And you put us together, man, we should start an ad agency or something.
We should, right? I'm all for it.
Oh, me too. All right. Well, Alfred, I got a scoop because I have a lot of people trying to get in, and I want to make sure the internet stays up. So take care, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Yep.
Okay. Have a good one,
Sounds
buddy.
Good.
Thanks for calling back.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. Let's get to the next call. Hey, who's joining us? I can hear you. Are you there? Caller. It says unknown person on my call.
Hi, Mike. It's Rachel calling from Singapore.
Hey, Rachel from Singapore. That is so awesome. How you doing? Good morning.
Oh, good. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Oh, man. Love that you called all the way on the other side of the world. That just blows my mind.
I figured out how you call people through Skype. So.
There you go. Hey, man. Mike.Rollman. It's pretty simple.
That
yeah.
Logical vibe of that.
Love it. So what's the weather like over in Singapore right now?
Oh, it's probably the closest place to Florida you can get. It's 90 degrees every day. The humidity is somewhere between 60 and 80%, so it does not make fun running conditions.
Glorious.
At all, unless you get up at like 5 a.m., and I'm not like you. I'm very much like Ricky. I'm a late riser.
I get up because I can't take the heat and humidity. That's why I get up early.
Well, usually I'm a treadmill runner in this weather, but all of our gyms have been closed down due to coronavirus, so I've been forced to go outside.
Yep, I hear you. It's same here. Like, I tell myself, if it rains, that's God telling me. I mean, because, okay, God's given me two signs. A, he's closed all of my fitness centers, and if it's pouring, I'm just not going outside. I'm 46 years old now, so, like, if it's a rainy morning, God says that's your day to take off, Mike. So I'm starting to learn in old age, I think.
Indeed. Well, I have two things for this evening.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first is kind of a cheat because it's an entire park. As a child, I went from the UK pretty much every other year, every 3 years. So it was our big family trip, and I loved river country. And if we're going to narrow it down to an attraction, there was one slide and it seemed really dangerous as a kid because it dropped off. And I tried to Google the name and I can't remember, but you sort of flew through the air for the last little bit.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that in pictures. It did not look safe.
No, it was. And as a kid, you just love things that don't seem safe.
Oh, totally.
You know, and it reminded me this week, I can't remember which other podcast it was, but somebody put on their Instagram a photograph of Goofy and Pluto on jet skis.
Nice.
And I remember whenever you were sat eating lunch, they would always come in all soaking wet. And again, didn't seem very health and safety conscious, but I guess in recent years, it seems like, you know, Disney has made little tweaks to the water parks, but with, you know, Cabana Bay and some of the other really great water parks across the world, it seems like Disney's kind of lost its touch in water park world. The last few times I've been, we just haven't bothered with the Disney water park. So I think maybe this is an opportunity for them to take stock and see what they can do to entice everybody back in.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I love Typhoon Lagoon. Blizzard Beach is okay, but Typhoon Lagoon's more my laid back kind of feel. Yeah. But I've been to Volcano Bay over at Universal, and it blows both of those away as far as just, I mean, it's so much newer, you know, it's the next generation of water park, how you wait in line with the, it's basically like a virtual queue that you have a little wristband. And, you know, that's important in a water park because you don't want to stand out in the heat on the hot concrete. You know, you'd rather be kind of chilling in a lazy river or something like that. And they have a fast, lazy river. It's just, you know, I think Disney, you know, who knows because of the, you know, how the economy is going to be for the next few years. But, you know, Disney should have an answer to Volcano Bay with a third water park, because I think, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in Florida, want to go down and have some pool time. And that would be the ultimate pool days at a water park. I can see them doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, you know, I love Typhoon Lagoon. I love the big waves. But Blizzard Beach seems like, although they might not even have to do a third water park, they could just do like a massive facelift to Blizzard Beach. True. Because some of their slides are just so old now.
They are.
So yeah, that was number one. And number two is just Spectro Magic. It was my favorite thing ever. I bought the CD. I still have it. I'm sure it's going to be worth a fortune on eBay one day. And now everyone's gone to online music. But it was just the highlight of the day. I it always crushes me when Ricky says she leaves before the fireworks. That's like my favorite part to every day. I would happily go in at sort of lunchtime after lunch and just stick around for the fireworks. So yeah, and promotions, again, I got to agree with Alfred, Year of a Million Dreams. We only got fast passes that year, but we felt special enough getting those.
Yeah, I mean, when you won something, even like page one, just it was called A Magical Moment. Basically what she won was she was little at the time, it was just a little certificate that said, you know, thank you for being here. Thank you. We were in line for Small World. She was having a meltdown. They took her up to the little control booth, you know, where you wave to the boats going under you. She waved to like five or six boats going by. They gave her a little certificate and boom, we still talk about that 15 years later, 10 years later. You know what I mean? It didn't cost Disney anything but a piece of paper and a little acknowledgement, but it was a special thing that we felt like, oh wow. And one day, you know, it was just a couple other things happened that were just minor experiences that were not a big deal. But when you get picked by Disney to do anything out of the ordinary, it's special. And I think especially in these times where we haven't been able to go to the parks, now would be the perfect time. And I like how Alfred said they could tie it in with the 50th. That'd be a great, great way to do it.
Yeah, because I don't remember if it was the same year or not, but there was the Remember the Magic Parade, and my sister and I must have been pretty young then and got called out for it, and the genie dropped one of his coins, and he gave it to my sister, and she still has it to this day. And again, that's totally free.
Yeah, I love it. We do the same on Disney Cruise Line. There's a show called Golden Mickeys, and at the end, they shower the theater with these golden, they're just like pieces of confetti, but they're a Mickey head shape. And they're kind of like goldish, you know, material. And like everybody picks them up and throws them in their pockets. And I have to say, I have a few still saved away. They're good memories. And it's paper.
Well, thank you for this, Mike. This keeps me entertained every morning. It's 8:36 here, so usually before I start my day working, I'm on Facebook. So thank you. It means a lot.
Hey, thank you so much. And now I'm going to call my dad tonight after the show and told him, look, Dad, I made it. I'm doing a morning show. It's in Singapore, but I'm doing a morning show. No, thanks so much. You stay safe and don't be a stranger. Give us a call.
Will do. Bye, Mike.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love that, guys. How about that from Singapore? That is so cool. I love podcasting. Podcasting is amazing. Radio is what I always had a dream to do, but podcasting has exceeded that, because if I was on the radio here in St. Louis, I'd only be talking to folks from St. Louis, you know, my limited part of the world. Here I can talk to you guys all across the United States and all across the world, and we all have this love of Disney, and I'm right with her, man. Give me some Spectro Magic. Give me Year of a Million Dreams. This is exactly. When I hear that first music, oh, I love it. All right, let's get to the next call. We got a bunch of them coming in. Here we go. Who's our next caller?
Hey, Mike, this is Bridget from Albany, New York.
Bridget, how's Albany, New York tonight?
It's not that bad. Can't complain. Can't complain at all.
You can always complain. Some people can always complain. Don't forget that. You maybe not, but some people can. I'm just saying.
A lot of people do.
That's right. So what do you got for your three?
So I actually don't necessarily have a three, because I can name so many dining and so many rides, but I actually have one that's a little bit nostalgic, and I'm a little bit worried that it's going to be going away soon, and it's the resort infomercials. When you turn on the TV, you get to your resort, and they've changed over the years, but we've all had Stacy for the past, what, decade or so?
Yep, 15 years.
And I'm
years.
Getting nervous that she's going, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yes.
I'm getting nervous that she's going to go, and I wanted to know, like, what that's going to look like when we're on, when we go to our hotels, we turn on the TV, and I know they have to do Galaxy's Edge updates, maybe a little bit Pandora updates, and is Disney going to bring in the new host? What is that going to look like? Obviously, I don't know if you have the insider scoop. I definitely don't have the insider scoop. And I'm going to be sad when Stacy's not there anymore.
Yeah, so Stacy calls me and lets me know. She doesn't call me. But I will tell you this, though. She does. I do follow her on Twitter, and I've talked to her a few times. Actually, she's been on the podcast a couple of times when we did the 12-hour show for Give Kids the World, which we're eventually going to bring back. It's just everything's kind of up in the air right now. But she's been on with us, and she talked about her history doing that. And just the other day, no kidding, it's been at least in the last month, probably in the last 2 weeks, she posted a message to the fans, and it was on her 15th anniversary of the day she went to Epcot to record the segment where, you know, the pretzels und beer, you know, that she had on the exact same outfit. She pulled it out of the closet. She said she knew nothing about Disney at the time. She hadn't been there. She hadn't been to Epcot. And she recorded that day. And it's become, you know, just legendary in the Disney community. We love it. We love her. And you're exactly right. So I will give you a related story, though. And I don't know if this is what kind of sparked it for you. When I was down at Coronado Springs in February, right before this stuff all started to go down over Princess Weekend, I couldn't find the PowerPoint channel. Because I love Stacy. Don't get me wrong. She was on the TV. But there's also the channel that has that awesome background loop, you know, that tells, like, you know, it's got the park hours and, you know, all that. I call it the PowerPoint channel. WDW Today, I think, is what it's technically called. I couldn't find it at Coronado Springs for nothing. And I hope they don't. That one scares me, too, because if we didn't have Stacy playing in the hotel room, we'd always have that going. And, you know, I'll be honest. Now, my family won't let me do this when we're on vacation together. But when I'm on a solo trip, I leave that playing all night with the soft music in the background. I love it. That's part of my vacation, my solo trips.
So we are on the same page there. And let me ask you this, Mike, because I've been going down to Marathon Weekend every year since 2011. I know you've been down there forever as well, too. And the PowerPoint channel, as you call it, is that's probably my go-to channel nowadays, because I love the music. It's great, sets the tone for the day. And when I went down this January and I turned on the TV, it was a different loop. And I got very confused,
but also
very excited, because I actually like the loop better than the old loop, I think.
Yes. Okay. So I have both of them. You can find them various places, YouTube, and just run software in the background that'll record it if you need it. Because you never know, and you got to have it on your iPod or your iPhone or whatever, what have you, because you have a little Disney, you have to have a little Disney dose. But, yeah,
oh,
they
definitely.
They did change it, because for years and years, and this is still, as somebody who I used to run Magical Mouse Radio, of course, one of my buddies now down in Springfield runs it for me. It's not updated because Live 365, we used to host it, went down, but I had all these loops that I collected, and my favorite one, no kidding, is probably, it's called the 2006 WDW Today background loop, and it's the one I use it all the time for background loops, especially on Wednesday shows, but on the question shows. But they have that new one, and it has, like, First Time in Forever, and it has, they're both amazing loops, but I'm super sentimental to the old 2006 one, because That one never changed for like a decade. I mean, it was the exact same loop, and I knew what came next, and it was always playing in our hotel. Like as we started going to Disney, and year after year, you go back, you turn on, but oh, there's the loop. Because, you know, back then, and this is, you know, it's hard to believe, but I mean, you mentioned it, you've been going for a while. You know, like it's, everything is at our fingertips right now. If I want to hear that loop, I can get it, you know, within 10 seconds. But back when we first started going in like 2002, 2003, like pre-Twitter, pre-social media, you didn't have a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I heard that loop and then I didn't hear it again until we got back to Pop Century. So it was like, oh, I missed that loop. You know, we have so much nowadays. We get spoiled, I think.
Yeah, I get it. And I think when you brought up this topic of things that we bring back, it's pure nostalgia. And I think what the best thing about Disney is it's the little things that keep us coming back and keep us invested in the company and devoted to the parks. And you know, of course, like rides come and go, and it's sad to see ones that we love being on, you know, great movie ride in recent memory, Mr. Toad's from years past. But it's like the, at least for me, it's the little things that just make me so nostalgic. And it's like the music and the Stacey's and the PowerPoint slides in the hotel, and love it all, love it all.
And that's what I wondered.
And thank you so much for all these.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. I just want to throw in real quick about that, what you were saying about the nostalgia real quick, is that, you know, I think that's, for me, I wonder about this because I'm not a huge Dole Whip fan. I kind of am, but I didn't eat them like back in the day. Okay, so I can take or leave a Dole Whip. Give me chocolate, though, any time of the day. I like chocolate, period. But I wonder if a lot of people like the Dole Whip because of nostalgia, because it's like something they had in the 70s or 80s or 90s. And it's like, maybe it's not necessarily the taste of the Dole Whip. It's like you're biting into your childhood or something. I've always wondered that because you mentioned nostalgia. And maybe it's because I'm not a big Dole Whip fan as it is. But I wonder if it's partially that way for people. I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I will say I'll piggyback the Dole Whip. Pure nostalgia for me. And I think it's something about like standing in front of the tiki room with a Dole Whip is what makes it cool. But then you take a few bites and I'm like, at least for me, I'm like, kind of over it. But I was going to say like, it's all right. I was going to say in terms of the, I've been listening to the podcast for a long time and the community check-ins have been so cool. And I will say like what's been even cooler about just tuning in is I have friends that are in Miami who are also tuning in, and we'll watch and we'll listen like every night, and we'll text each other on the side and be like, oh guys, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And none of us have called. So I was like, finally, I'm like, guys, you have to call. Come on.
We have to
like get involved in this. So, shout out to them down in Miami, and shout out to you guys keeping the podcast alive every night. And thank you so much for all you do.
Oh my gosh, you just made my whole month, I think. I know, it's a pleasure. I mean, this is really, I get to talk to my people, my friends. And I truly, I mean, even if I haven't met you yet at a Disney park or something and you've been tuning in, that means the world to me because we're getting through this. We need a little distraction. We need some good, because like, you know, the thing is here in St. Louis, right before I do this show, you have from like 5 to 7 is all news. And I watch the news. Like I watch the local news, then I watch the national news. And it's terrible. You know, like there's not a whole lot of good news to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So when I come down here, at least for like from 7 to 8 my time, I get to talk about the stuff I like and everybody with it. Our community is always positive. You know, we don't have any problems with that. So it's like, whew, by 8 o'clock, I'm happy. I can just go watch my live PD on a Friday night after this. And it's a good night. Get some ice cream and life's good. No, I appreciate you spreading the word. And, you know, don't be a stranger and have your friends call in, too. I know they're watching. Miami, you're on the clock. We're going to be looking for you.
They're
that's right.
They are. And I'll give you an elbow. I'll give you another marathon weekend 2021.
Okay, that'll be awesome. We'll do that. I can't wait. Dopey number 6 for me.
There you go. See you there.
All right, take care. Thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right,
stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. You guys are too good to us. Thank you so much. Seriously. Oh, I love doing these things. Even when the internet goes out. The internet cannot, I should not say it can't stop us because Spectre will be like, hey, hey, and that'll be it. And that'll be a short show, but I'll just cut that out. And when this goes out on the feed, nobody will know what happened. It'll be a brief moment. It won't be a long holdout. So we have all kinds of folks commenting on the last caller's comments about WDW Today and Stacey on the interim TV. That hit a lot of chords. I think we all, if Stacey goes away, people are going to be having issues, big issues. All right, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa. How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I know it's been a few days. I didn't want you to start worrying or
no, sending I was thinking
party,
about
so
it. I saw you post it on Facebook, so I knew it was good.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
So what's
God
going
bless
on?
Facebook for that. So I had to, electronic interstitial fraud. I didn't even like, is it pick three? Is that the topic tonight?
It's like today's podcast. Or, you get to bring back an attraction, a dining experience, and a promotion or an experience.
Okay. So I'm behind again, but I want to explain the reason I'm always behind the Friday podcast is because lately I've been using them for my long runs on Saturdays. Like I've been saving that. That's why I don't want you to think I'm getting lax on my list.
Don't cheat on this podcast. No, just kidding. That's how I feel when I get behind on one of my shows. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm cheating. Oh, but you know what? Here's the deal. I have like SiriusXM in the Jeep. So now you get it free on your app so I can listen to it on my phone. But like every time I listen to SiriusXM, like 80s on 8 or something, I'm like, dude, I'm totally cheating out on my podcast. I should be listening to my shows. not the Be Our Guest podcast. I listen to other shows, you know, not ours, but, you know, like the Tech Guy or Rob Cesternino with his Survivor Talk or something. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should be listening to podcasts. I feel so guilty.
Yes. Would never cheat on the Be Our Guest podcast. Like, I listen to other podcasts, but you know, this is my favorite.
That's right. You got to keep it that
priority.
Way.
So I did love how the last caller mentioned Stacey a lot. Like even like sometimes at home, I will fully admit that I will rewatch the Stacey Must Do's. And then, like even, the one that was years ago, I've rewatched that one. And I'm always hoping that maybe they'll add in a few new scenes with maybe Toy Story Land or Galaxy's Edge. But I hope Stacey stays around with Disney forever. Cause to me, I put this in the chat as well, but it's not a Disney vacation to me until I turn on Stacey. And I need her to tell me what I must do. I mean, come on, like, how am I gonna know what to do in the park if she doesn't tell me?
Do you remember though? There used to be almost the exact same skit with another girl. She was blonde before Stacey. I can't remember her name. I know her name, but I can't recall it at the moment. Now that I'm on, when we're live, I can't remember things like this. But yeah, there was a blonde girl. She went all around. Like it was downtown Disney at the day, and Stacey walks through almost her same footsteps with the same script. And oh, it was Krissa. It was Krissa is who it was.
I think I remember because I like had a deal. My last Disney trip, I came home and I'm sure other Disney fans do this. I'm sure it's not just anything crazy. Like you want a deep dive of YouTube of like either the old classic Stacey videos or like, I definitely watched that one that you're talking about with like, I forgot her name too.
Yeah, it's Krissa. Yeah, but I mean, but you're right. I mean, I think so many of us, as soon as you get in that room, that channel goes on Stacey or the WDW Today channel and probably does. Here's the thing, too. My daughter has done this her whole life because she would like want to, you know, because now she's older, but she used to watch Disney Channel, you know, Good Luck Charlie, Jesse, all those shows, which I liked. But the thing is, like, when I'm on a Disney vacation, I only want, like, stuff you can see on the resort. Like, you know, I want that like escape. I don't want to watch Disney Channel because we watch that at home. I didn't fight her about it. But like when I go by myself, I don't turn on any local channels, only stuff you can get at Walt Disney World. That's my rule.
All right. Absolutely. And even like I have there's like an app version that will play it.
Yes.
the WDWT. Like I have had that. The only thing I don't like about that app is that it's so easy for it to accidentally go off. Like I've been at like meetings or like industry events, and I hear those first few seconds. So I was like, whoop, gotta close that app, I guess.
But you know what? You'll find your people. But, they'll be like, who's got that on? Because as soon as you hear it, you know what it is. If you're a Disney fan,
I know. I gotta start using that to like kind of like. If I'm ever in a situation where like I'm in a new town or something, and I'm like, how do I find a new friend? Oh, I know, I can turn on the app so you recognize it.
You know what, too? For my phone, my text message tone is the monorail chime, the ding dong. You know, like when the doors open. It's funny because you would swear not Disney people. You know, like you're just in your regular, especially when I was a teacher. You know, I'd be at like some professional development or something, you know, in with a parent, and all of a sudden I get a text, ding dong. Is that the monorail? Oh, yeah, it's the monorail. Hey, what's going on? When's the last time you went? You know, and then all of a sudden you're talking about it for an hour. Yeah, totally. I love that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So what else you got?
Yeah. So I'm trying to think because I'm trying to think if I have I can think of kind of like an attraction, but I'm having trouble thinking of like a dining that I would bring back. But I know that I do miss the Main Street Electrical Parade. I don't know if that's been brought up already, so I'm sorry if it has.
Nope, but, Spectrum Magic. It's a twin sister was.
Yeah, I never got to see Spectrum Magic actually, but but I've heard. I don't know if one is more. I don't know if one's considered better than the other, but I just remember like just the feeling of being a kid and like seeing that nighttime parade. And then just, I definitely, like, I'm not the biggest parade person. Like, I'm not someone that, like, I don't need to see the parade at Disney, like, every time I'm there, like, the daytime parade, because I like to use that as time to, you know, maybe see if a lines for rides have, like, gone down, you know, like, take advantage of that, as long as I don't get trapped on the wrong side of the park. yeah, I mean, if they had a nighttime parade come back at Disney World, I would make a huge point of that, because I still remember, you know, being a kid and I got a really good spot, like right in the front, and you got some really great photos. I'll have to dig up. I have those floats and just how incredible like that was. And there's also, I mean, I think I brought this before, but I do still miss the old test track, because that was the first ride I ever went on. So nice. I still am a little nostalgic for that. And yeah, I mean, there are a lot of the I would say rides that I know are very popular in the Disney community. Like, I know everyone talks about the original Figment and Horizons. Like, I never got to experience those. So I think it would be, I can't say like I miss them, but because I've heard so much about them, I would love to have experienced them, you know, like to just like see like what the hype is with that, like, and try to experience it. And like, who knows, like maybe, like, I don't know how much of it is nostalgia for people like growing up with it, or maybe like, you know, kind of like having their fresh eyes perspective of someone that didn't grow up with it, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you, especially on Horizons, because the thing is, it's not just people that got to experience it that are, you know, very, very nostalgic for it, but also kind of crave, they wish they could have like one more ride. But for me about that ride, because I didn't get to do it either, that attraction, there's so many people that did not get to experience it that are still crazy about it. You know, it's so weird that these, you know, and like right. Me to a certain extent, you know, I would really, really like to experience that, because it feels very early Epcot and what Epcot was about in the early 80s. And I kind of have a nostalgia for it and a passion for it. And again, I never got to do it. And there's a lot of people like that. It's a really weird dynamic with that one specific attraction.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And yeah, like, just like, I don't know, if they ever perfect time travel somehow, that will be one of the places like, hey, can I experience a classic Epcot or hang out with Walter? I don't know, like something like that, just to, like, see what's going on. But
there's a few other things I might have to go back and fix. We'll have to see. Maybe yes. Pay attention.
Of course, then we have
school.
Like a Back to the Future situation where maybe we mess up the present even more. I don't know. Like, 2020 has been rough enough.
You know what? We're 61 days into this. I'm not taking a chance that I'm going back 60 days. I don't have to do this all again. I want credit for time served.
Oh, yeah, that's true. and I know I'm kind of cheating and just naming attractions here, but I don't know if I would bring this one back. I just want to, maybe someone else in the chat or will agree with this, but I remember being a kid and just being so, like, I know this is the point, but I was, like, scared of Snow White's Scary Adventures. Like, that was a well-named ride. That was, like, that was frightening. Like, I remember that being, like, one of my first rides in Magic Kingdom. Like, what? And I had not seen Snow White yet. So, like, what is going on? I feel so bad for Snow White. This is what she's dealing with. Like, in addition to being poisoned, that's crazy.
Well, that Wicked Witch, I mean, just right there. But the story piggybacking on that, and I've told it on the podcast a couple times over the, you know, 12 years or so, but Pam took Paige, and this is well before, Pam and I were together. She just taught next door to me. We're friends, but she wanted to take Paige to Walt Disney World. And so she was going with her sister and her sister's husband. They had just gotten married. So it was going to be them two. They went to the beach and they went to Walt Disney World for like 4 days. So I helped them, you know, I gave them the guidebook and I told, you know, I was like a travel agent before I was a travel agent. Like, oh, you got to do this. You got to stay at All Stars. You got to do, you know, and I told them all about it, even though I'd only been a couple times, you know, a few times myself at that point. So they go down and this is such a great story. Speaking of Snow White, guess what the first ride she took? Paige was 4 years old. The first ride they went on, Snow White Scary Adventures. Scared the crap out of Paige.
Oh, and just, man.
I'm like, did you not? I'm like, it says scary in the title. Like, she's like, but it's Disney World and it's in Fantasyland. Like, how could it be scary? I'm like, I get where you're coming from. You're exactly right. But it says scary in the title. And it freaked her out, I think.
Well, that was like the problem with, and I didn't experience this one either. I mean, I think it was still open when I would have been there, but I just didn't get experience the alien encounter. Like, that was like the death sentence for that ride, right? Because, oh, like, dear. Everyone's like, oh, like, it's in Magic Kingdom, why would it be scary? And then they turn into the stitch rye that was also not popular and for different reasons.
Yeah. I do. So I did like that, it. I like Alien Encounter, though. It was scary. That was an intense ride. It didn't belong in the Magic Kingdom, but it was a cool ride.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's dining and what I see. I'm struggling. Like, I'm sure, like, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to think of something, but I don't know. I'm struggling with the dining category.
I can't remember what I said the Concourse Steakhouse. I never got to experience it at the Contemporary. I've always read about it and I always wanted to go there, but it closed before I ever got a chance. I always just wonder what it was like. And a lot of people said they had a really good steak, but it was like eating in the middle of a warehouse, which I get. You're eating in the atrium of the Contemporary. You know, it's a big old open space, so probably not a lot of ambiance, but give me a good steak and potato and I'm fine. I'll eat that. You know, I'd eat that in a prison cell, I guess, you know, because I love my steak and potatoes. You know, I don't need ambiance.
I guess I could say I'm pretty sure Chef Mickey's has moved locations.
I think it has, yes.
Because I haven't been there since I was a kid, and I know that, like, Chef Mickey's doesn't have a reputation for the food necessarily being the best, and I haven't been there since I was a kid, but I do remember just loving where it was located as a kid. And the only other thing I can think of is Club Cool, but, like, I do miss Club Cool, and I know that maybe that's been said already, but... Nope. And like I said, I'll probably think of something else, but I loved, the last memory I have of Club Cool is when it was, a trip a couple times ago, where it was my boyfriend's first trip and he had no idea what Beverly was. And so he had no warning. I was like, hey, Beverly, this is like the most famous soda here. You have to try it. And I whipped out my camera. I got a video reaction of him trying it. It was great.
Stuff is so gross. So, you know, in Club Cool, I don't miss the new Club. I miss the old Club Cool that was like an igloo. That was back in the day. That was the best.
Oh, yeah.
When it was cold.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Then it just turned into a store at the end, but it was okay. We had a fundraiser there for Give Kids World. Jay, one of my good buddies, I was in his wedding. Jay and Melissa, shout out down in Florida. I want to say that we raised money, and like every so much that was donated, he did a shot of Beverly. And I want to say he did like 47 shots. Like, there were over 100 of us there that day. I thought he was going to puke after about 10. And he just kept I almost puked just watching him do it. Cause that stuff is so gross. Oh, I cannot do it. There's no way.
Oh, man.
There's video of it somewhere. I'll have to find it.
I'm like almost speechless with that.
Gross. Yeah. All right, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Call in tomorrow night so we don't have to be worried.
I will.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
You gotta have your extra New York callers.
That's right.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. We'll make up for some lost time. Keep calling. 407-413-9395. I'm not going to cut you short here on a Friday night. We did have some internet issues a little bit earlier, but we are back, and it's worth it. We're having a good time. Somebody misses, who was it? Says Stephanie misses worms in dirt from the Garden Grill. They have those at Pop Century. You can get worms in dirt is a little cup next to my tie-dye cheesecake. I think we're heading to Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you this evening?
Good. Do you like Beverly?
I love Beverly. Actually, I can tolerate Beverly just fine. It's so funny you say that, because somehow something popped up today. I was on a Zoom call and I was kind of paying attention, but anyway, something popped up on a Facebook feed and it was like Club Cool, you know, and it was like the igloo, like you were just talking about. And then it showed a picture of the fountain drinks there. And I thought, Beverly, good. And I saw the pineapple Fanta. So I instantly then clicked over to Amazon again, while paying attention to my Zoom call to see if I could order like Fanta pineapple, which is from, I don't know which country it's from, Japan or something like that. And I had to order 36 cans for like $30. So I passed.
But, I was going to say, you're invested at that point. You got to really, really like this stuff.
I like it. I just don't know that I like it 36 cans much, you know, to be honest. But I couldn't find Beverly anywhere. You can't find Beverly. So it may be gone forever. At least Amazon doesn't have it.
Do you think Beverly is like really a popular drink? Where do they say it's from? I can't remember. But I mean, is it
Italy?
Is it really popular there? I mean, is that just an old wives' tale? Like, they mess with us? Are they yanking our chain?
I think they're messing with us a little bit. I have not been to Italy. I will admit that. It's a European country. I've not been to. Been to a few others. But I can't find it anywhere. I'm Googling it. I'm like, Beverly, because I thought if I could get like a 12-pack of it, it'd be kind of funny. My family would be like,
yeah, would.
Nobody else would drink it. You know, so I thought, I'll get that and some Fanta pineapple. And then I thought, well, I don't need to spend $50 on soft drinks. And then I checked the sugar. Somehow it popped up the nutritional label on the pineapple, and it's like 98% of your daily intake of sugar on pineapple Fanta. Whew. So I'm like, I don't need that either.
Put that over some Cocoa Puffs or something. You're good for like a week.
Oh man, I tell you what, go out on your long run, then you're like, I'm fueled up.
you're gonna crash after about 3.5 miles. You're like, oh my gosh, I got 12 to go. I'm done. Come get me. I gotta call the wife.
Exactly. Oh man.
So what do you have for your three?
I do think Beverly. I was just gonna say, I think Beverly, somebody's yanking our chain. I think somewhere somebody found it and thought this is gonna be funny because it tastes like, you know.
I totally
whatever.
Believe that. Yeah, they're screwing with us.
Yeah, I'm with you. My three, my attraction, and I don't know if this has been said. I kind of went in and out on the internet there, but the Osborne lights to me was like one of the greatest attractions of all time.
Yes.
We used to make trips over there. We'd be in a park all day and then be like, hey, you know, let's go to dinner, but let's run over to the studios for an hour when the lights start, and then we'll go eat dinner at another resort or somewhere, you know, or the boardwalk or something like that. But we would just not be in the studios that day and be like, okay, it's going to get dark about 6 or so, you know, in December, and we'll shoot over there, enjoy it, walk around, take a few pictures, and then leave. And there's nothing like that. I mean, I know there's rumor that at it's in Missouri, right?
It might be down in Silver Dollar City, I think. Maybe. That's what Matt said.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that some of the things like got shipped over there, or they made things that are similar, but it's not Osborne Light. So that was an attraction to me. So, and you could spend, you know, normal attractions, you spend a couple minutes on that one. You could go spend an hour, 2 hours and just enjoy it.
Two things about that too, as a runner, and you're a runner too, you know, that the Wine and Dine, when it used to be back at night, you got to run through the Osborne Lights, and like, it was so cool because it was early November. And God, did the Tower of Terror 10K go through there in October? I think in September it might have. No, maybe not. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
I don't remember if it did.
But I know Wine and Dine did, right? Because I know we ran Christmas music playing, and it was early. You know, it was still early November, so it was like you weren't really in this Christmas spirit. But then you saw it was like the first Christmas lights you would see of the year, obviously, because it's way before Thanksgiving. Christmas music playing, the lights, those angels above you, where it said "Peace on Earth." God, you know, like. You couldn't even run a good time during that race because you would have to slow down going through the Osborne Lights because you had to soak it in. I love that part of the course.
Oh, I stopped in the middle. I remember specifically the one where it was pouring rain the entire race. I stopped in the middle and took pictures, you know, soaking wet. I'm pulling my phone out and like taking pictures because it was so cool. Pouring rain, the lights are going, the Christmas music. Yeah, it blew about 3 or 4 minutes right there just taking pictures.
Totally.
But that was really cool that you did that. And you were getting kind of near the end of the half marathon at that point too, because you're in the studios and then you're running out to, you know, the Epcot. So that was just a cool time. And again, kind of one of those benefits of the night races too.
Yeah, and too, one more thing with that too, that about the Osborne lights real quick is that It gave you a moment in time every year. Cause I remember I used to tune in on Twitter, you know, they would always have somebody would be there when they turned the lights on for the first time. And I was always, every year I was always like, God, is it Christmas already? Cause you know, it'd always be so early. I'm like, it's like, you know, it's like early November. I'm like, but I got that kind of kicked off the Christmas season super early for me. But I remember like getting home from school, cause they do it like on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night, and I just get on Twitter, social media, and watch the lights go on. For 3 or 4 years, that was a really big deal to me. It kicked off the season.
That was cool. Yeah, we got to be there the one time when it was flipping the switch, and we were right up front. We were hoping that they would pick us, you know, to be like the family that flips the switch or whatever, but they had that predetermined, I think. But that was also when they had the, I think the first year of that we were there, of the ears that would, I think you said you have some.
Yeah.
That, you know, you wear them, and they blink to the music and all that. But yeah, we got to be there that first night, and that was really cool because it was like, all right, now it's Christmas season, even though it was like November, you know, 6th or something like that.
It's 92 degrees.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep, no doebt. So so that's my attraction. Okay. My what's the next?
Dining right? Or like a promotion or some kind of intangible besides the attractions.
Well, yeah, two things. Artist Point, and I mentioned, I think last night, you know, the Territory Lounge, which is right outside of Artist Point. I loved Artist Point because that was the Copper River salmon that you could get there is so good. actually on a cedar plank, which, by the way, I'm going to go down to the grill and throw some salmon on tonight. That's what we're having. Nice. But it's not as good as Artist Point Copper River salmon, which is just like deep red, beautiful salmon. And it's so good. And that was just such a great restaurant. My wife and I would normally go there, let the kids run around the resort, you know, and behave as much as they could. There's always a little, there's a little window up there too. They could find how to get up and look down on us into the restaurant. I'm sure it's still there now that it's storybook dining. But we just told our kids, hey, don't leave the resort. Your mom and I are going to have a really great dinner. And now it's gone and it's, you know, character dining. I hear it's good. I just haven't been to storybook dining yet.
It's kind of like I used to tell my students, so, if you're not bleeding or puking, just, you know, give me an hour. You know, like
exactly.
When we're taking a test, you know, if you're not bleeding or puking, let's just get through the test. You don't have to raise your hand. Just stay cool. I love that, though. That's great.
Exactly.
No, I got to ask you this, though. You said exactly. You're getting ready to throw salmon on there. What time do you guys eat dinner? Because I've eaten dinner three hours ago.
Normally we eat a little earlier, but I had to work late, and then my wife had a not a Zoom call, but they call it like house party, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, with friends in California, and then one on the East Coast in Boston, and so she's like, "Well, I'm going to do it at 7." I go, "Okay, you know what? I'll listen to Be Our Guest podcast," and then it's Friday. We'll eat dinner after the Be Our Guest podcast.
Yeah, I love it. And sorry, we're going long too. Yeah. Of course, I'm going to starve you to death. I'm just saying, I eat with the old people, man. 4:30, I'm starving. I'm ready to go.
Oh, I am too. Normally I am, but yeah, we delayed it a little bit tonight. You know, we'll make the salmon, watch the live PD, and enjoy Friday night. And then the last thing I think is like an experience.
Yes.
And I don't want to be a broken record here, but the night races. The Tower Terror, especially the Tower Terror 10 miler. That's such a great distance. I mean, you know, you have run plenty half marathons. We've both run full marathons. Those are great. But the 10 milers is such a great distance that you go out and you just have a lot of fun. And a night race, it's just such a cool theme, too.
It was. I mean, it's one of those you could almost get away with not training or not training much and still enjoy the experience. You know, because if you don't train for a half marathon, because I did that a few years. Like, I made it through, but I suffered. Like, I paid the price, man. It stunk.
Right.
And, you know, even during the race, it stunk. And then driving 15 hours home, that was the nightmare. But, you know, the 10 miler, it's a great bridge because it's like, you know, sometimes you get to that 10K, which is, I love the 10K distance. It's just a nice, it's like an hour and 20 minute, you know, you're out there, you're good time. But like the 10 miler was a great distance because if you don't want to, you know, be fully involved in a half, the 10 miler is a lot more reachable, you know, for a lot of folks. And it was more of a party atmosphere. It definitely wasn't anything serious because it's not really one of the distances that serious runners ever, you know, go after. It's always a half or a full or a 10K.
Right, exactly. The 13K was fun, too. I had one of my best times ever on one of the Tower Terror 13K. I was running like 8-something minute miles. I'm like, wow. But you could do that because you could get by at 8 miles and I was done, but or 8.1 or whatever that equals out to. But, I just miss the night races in general. I wish they, if it's not wine and dine, bring something back at some point that's a night race a little bit later so it's not as hot as we talked a couple weeks ago. But just the atmosphere of it for one time, you know, or one time a year would be really cool.
God, you know what that'd be like for registration? Registration for that would be a nightmare. That'd break the internet.
Yeah, it would. It would. Especially because absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes,
and they haven't had one now for quite a few years. So
anyway,
that's what I got.
No, that's awesome. Hey, Wade, it's so good to talk to you. I appreciate every time you call and enjoy that salmon. If you get it in before midnight, if not, you can call it breakfast, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Mike, thanks for all you do, man. We appreciate it. I know a lot of people said that, but you know what? These times are weird times. I was having a conversation with somebody today about work stuff. And I go, it's weird, unprecedented times in our lifetimes that hopefully none of us have to go through again. But, you know, thanks for everything you do for everybody in the community. I will speak for everybody. I normally don't like to say I speak for everybody, but I'll speak for everybody here. We appreciate all you do and your commitment to this too. So thank you for that.
It's 100% my pleasure. I get more out of this than I put into it. I promise you. I love talking to everybody. This is just a highlight to my night every night. So you guys, you take care up in Nebraska. See, Nebraska fans, even Cubs Cardinals fans can come together in this weird time. It's weird. You're a Cubs fan.
Dogs
I love
and cats
you, man.
Living together. Who knows?
That's so crazy. All right, you take care and enjoy that salmon, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, I hope.
Thanks, Mike.
All right,
have a good
see
night.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Live PD's calling upstairs. We've had a good time. Thanks for sticking with me through the internet outage. We're sorry about that happened. I don't know what's going on with that. Spectrum's given us a few issues since the storm last night. But I'm glad we got to get back together here for a few more minutes and talk about this. Again, if you have something you want to add, tomorrow night's a good time. But tomorrow night's main topic is going to be the most extreme weather that you've experienced at Walt Disney World. Hurricanes, snow, I've seen it both. Big thunderstorms, super cold weather, whatever you want to talk about. That's the topic for Saturday night. Remember, we're together every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we have our shows on the podcast feed Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we sure appreciate you being a part of our podcast family. Give me a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter @BeOurGuestMike. All right, 23-hour break, and we'll be back together again tomorrow night. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.